Us Harringtons are pretty much an open book. Our great-great-grandfather started brewing beer in the backwoods of this area and calling Georgia home before Georgia had a name, or so the old family folklore goes. Once brewing beer was legalized, Pap, my grandfather, established the brewery, and when it became legitimate for craft brews to be sold, Giant Brewing Company was born under the nickname of my eldest brother, George Harrington II, or Giant, as he's called. His size fits the name.
Dad,
Lucy drones, and my attention snaps back to her. I'm sorry, Pint. I used to call my daughter Half Pint because of her tiny stature. As she was born a preemie, we almost lost her. And I hate the immediate memory that Angela hadn't wanted our daughter in the first place. I no longer call Lucy Half Pint, as she's quick to remind me the term means something small and inconsequential, and she's nothing of the sort.
I'd rather be demonstrative than diminutive,
she told me one night as she was learning her vocabulary list for school, and I marveled at the intelligence of someone so young. She's mature in some ways because of her position, daughter of the town's mayor without a mother. But as she whines my title for the third time, I'm reminded she's still a child.
Dad, you aren't listening.
I'm sorry, I say again. Start over. You have my full attention. I cup her cheeks in my large hands as I lean over the island counter. Focusing on her eyes, I try not to be distracted by the fact they match Angie's blue and not my gray-brown.
So I made a new friend today in art camp, and I want to ask her over to swim.
This isn't a big deal, although I'm hesitant of new people in my home. Case in point, this morning. Blue Ridge is a tight-knit community, most of us having grown up together. But the town's size has nearly doubled in my 4+ decades in the area. Though the economy thrives under my reign as mayor, it comes with all sorts of headaches as I balance the locals' desire to remain small town and the growing developments for tourism.
As I sit on the patio around the pool, I hold my breath. I've been assured that Charlie isn't home and won't be present for this supervised playdate. Richard can't reach me here, but I didn't want Vega going to anyone's house without me inspecting the place first. Little did I know I'd only be going a few feet from my mother's home when Vega mentioned swimming with her new friend from art camp. My daughter is 10, and used to a more lush lifestyle than the confines of my parents' coach house, but I'm hoping to give her a better life, here or wherever we settle next. She'd been spoiled by her father until ulterior motives came to light. He wanted to pit her against me. Thankfully, Vega is smarter than him. So, Lucy mentioned you recently moved here. Elena Harrington asks me. She's Charlie's mother. And while my own mother explained she'd normally supervise a playdate with Lucy, Charlie suggested his mother be present instead. Elena is beautiful in that classic Southern Belle mystic of how does she still look so young when she must be over 60? My own mother looks well past her age, having worked hard all her life to please others and to support my brother and me. But my father still tells her she looks beautiful every day. Where did you move from? I could fib a little, like when I said my name was Jen. Instead, I decided general truth won't hurt. Texas. I don't offer more. And Elena's brow twitches just a bit, waiting on further explanation. And what did you do there? I was the arm candy of my husband. I want to snap. But I bite my cheek. I was in marketing. It's not a lie. I went to college and got my first job in sports marketing for a Major League Baseball team. When I met Richard Swank, center fielder for Houston, pretty boy all-star notorious player, adulterer, the list could go on and on. He refused to let me work once we were married, citing I'd be too enticing for others. He worried about me leaving him. Oh, the irony.